The Sixers are playing their first home game of the NBA playoffs. They are down 2-0 to the New York Knicks. So this is as close to a must-win game as you can get. And KYW's Nina Baratti is at the Wells Fargo Center chatting with fans about tonight's game. What are you hearing?
Yeah, you said it, Melanie. That is exactly what the attitude is tonight. It feels like tonight is a must-win game. We do have to remember, in the event that if the Sixers do lose tonight, they still do have another chance here at home in a couple of days over the weekend. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the game here tonight. And a lot of fans, are still very hopeful and excited. They were just happy to have the Sixers back here at home. One of those excited fans was Kaufman, actually from Lancaster. He was all smiles going to his first in-person game as a fan.
Really want to get this game 3-0. I really hope Joel doesn't get hurt. But otherwise, I'm really, really excited to be.
It's been a pretty loud game so far. When I was following in, there was a lot of Sixers fans and, you know, a good number of Knicks fans here as well, just because of how close we are to New York. And I was a little bit worried just seeing how many people here about what the volume would be like, but all right, Tony, the Phillies fans have absolutely blown them out with all how loud and how excited they've been this entire game. What's happening, though, outside, as some of the fans were coming into the game, we do have to mention, you know, the Aramark workers who usually work the concessions and food stands inside here at the Wells Fargo Center, though they are off the job evening. Instead, those union employees with Unite Here Local 274, they've been picketing outside the stadium all day today. They're negotiating their contract with Aramark, and they say that they are asking for a raise and a better health care option. Aramark has said it has a contingency plan in place, so that's going on here at the stadium tonight. But like I said, fans are still excited. They're still hopeful, and hopefully they stay in the lead and pull it out tonight. That's going to be a very happy Philly tonight if we can get that to happen, Melanie.
We're hoping. That's KYW's Nina Baratti at the Wells Fargo Center tonight.